from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
By the way, did you watch the men, the 3-on-3? I think they had another game after yesterday afternoon.
Did they lose again?
Yeah, I think they did. But I'm looking up here. Is this soccer? What is this?
Yes, soccer. It's USA versus, I think, Morocco.
Morocco?
Yeah, they're losing. The quarterfinals.
And again, here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know anything about who's ranked where in soccer. Okay, so I'm going to start with that premise, right? Is Morocco a team that the United States is supposed to lose to?
No, I would think not.
I'm just wondering,
I would think not,
I mean, it just doesn't feel like a country that should beat us in soccer. But by the same token, listen, I'm being very hypocritical, because a few weeks ago I said, anytime we beat anybody, it's an upset, right? I mean, we shouldn't beat anybody.
Well, and I think that, I don't even think that they made the Olympics the last couple years.
Yeah.
Right?
Here we go. I mean, United States square off. This is what it is. Morocco, which are making their fifth Olympic appearance since 92, so you're right. They don't make it all the time.
Well, I'm talking about the U.S.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they hadn't made it since 2008.
Actually, in here, the Americans are plus 220 underdogs.
Against Morocco,
Morocco.
I think it's the under-23 team, right?
Yeah.
That's playing in this game.
Oh, this isn't the main soccer game?
Well, I would think Christian Pulisic and a lot of those guys would be playing in it.
Yeah.
Now, again, my psyche on soccer is not as strong as many others as might be, but
yeah. Well, it says it's the U.S. men's national team. So, I don't know. this looks like this is the real deal in the Olympics. Why you should pick Morocco? Many of the teams competing in the Summer Games have underwhelmed, since their rosters are predominantly made up of U23 players.
There you go.
Morocco isn't one of them.
Huh. Maybe it's a preference thing. And again, another guy is down for Morocco. He took a small little tumble. That's my thing about soccer. The guy literally got kind of pushed to the ground, and he's on the ground in pain for 20 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you trying to sell here?
Well, nevertheless, it's similar to the 3-on-3 thing. We don't have our best and brightest here. Why is that? Why do we have so many U23s here?
Well, I don't think Messi and Ronaldo are playing in the Olympics.
That's
either,
what I'm saying.
Are they?
Well, what are we doing here?
Is the World Cup more important than the Olympics?
Yeah, but that's not for two
soccer
more years, right?
Yeah, I wonder if that's the case. And I mean, again, is the World Cup is like basically the Super Bowl of soccer.
Right. It absolutely is. I'm just saying, why are we not sending our World Cup team here? Anyway, I'll tell you this much right now. Again, outside of Simone Biles and our women's basketball team, and I guess our men's basketball team,
swimming.
We've had some good things happen in swimming too. You're
yeah,
correct.
We do very well in swimming. Australia is also.
But it feels like every day we're sitting here, I look up
and someone's losing.
And someone's getting one of our teams is getting destroyed. I mean, 3-0 in soccer is like. 35-0
yeah,
in football.
Over. I think for them getting to the quarterfinals, though, after not making the Olympics in the prior, 12, yeah. 16, 23 games?
Wait,
it's got to be a little bit of an achievement for an under-23 team.
Here's the other thing. I didn't realize this. Like I said, it's just anecdotally, every time I look up, one of our teams is not doing very well. We're leaders in medals. We have 40 medals.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And that should be the expectation to be the leader
now,
in medals.
Now, do you think that we should grade it as to who has the most medals or who has the most gold medals?
I think it should be the most medals.
Well.
But gold should obviously be a category that sticks out the most.
Because here's the thing. I mean, you know, if you have as big of teams where, you know, we field a team in pretty much every sport. Not every country does that.
It's fair.
So, I mean, but I do agree with you. Total medals should matter.
But when they list it on like a chart, it goes by gold.
But China
has the most gold.
They have the most gold medals. But we have, you know, by far the most silver, and we have the most bronze. Do you know who is second currently right now in total medals?
I'll say Canada, even though I think I'm wrong. Is it France?
France.
Okay, France.
The host country. They have the second most medals, and then third is, of course, China.
Canada's probably not even close.
Right. Canada is, let's see, 2, 4, 6, ninth.
Ninth, okay. So that's cool. France, the host country, is second, and the U.S., who hosts the Olympics next, is first.
Right. Here's a whole lot of countries with only one. Serbia, Slovenia, Argentina, Tunisia, Mongolia, Fiji, Portugal, Egypt, Tajikistan.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of that. I'm assuming that's somewhere, in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Slovakia and Austria. All one-hit wonders so far.
Some countries only send, four or five
that's
athletes.
That's what I mean, yeah. What medal, what sport do you think Tajikistan won a medal in?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? See, it's a country in Central Asia surrounded by Afghanistan, China. There you have it. Exactly where we thought it was at. And a little bit further from the Middle East, however. A little bit further, what is that, west? East?
Yeah.
I guess we're going west or east? West.
You're challenging my geography, Paul.
No, you're going east. East, a little bit east. I think, yes, you're going from the Middle East, you're going east to get to Tajikistan. It's like actually, what would we call that? A little slightly northeast is what we would call it from the Middle East.
Sean Myers and I were talking about this last week on Sunday. What sport do you like to watch the most at the Olympics?
Well, I mean, I think the one that's been the most entertaining in this Olympics was rugby. You know, the women's rugby. The women's
rugby. They're crushing each other out there.
Exactly.
I like watching basketball the most, and then swimming and gymnastics. Those are my top three.
Right, right. I don't like the gymnastics as much. I don't know. Here's the thing: any of the sports that is judged, I watch it. It all looks the same to me. Like, okay, this what does she do better than this one, or what? You know what I mean? What did she do different than this one? Just like the other day when we were sitting there watching surfing, you know. They float in the water. Then the wave comes, they get up on the board, they surf it down, and then they just kind of stop.
How about surfing's like 1,000 miles away from Paris this year?
Right.
It's like, how about L.A.? softball will be played in Oklahoma City. You can't play the softball games in L.A. or Anaheim or San Jose, Oklahoma City. Not saying it's a bad place, but why Oklahoma City?
Just a little odd. Yeah, I mean, I think they find certain places that have the right facilities. I'm sure there are other facilities, right? But isn't surfing taking place in like Fiji? Isn't that where it is? Or it's in some island like that somewhere? Tahiti. I think it's in Tahiti.
I think it might be.
They're doing it in Tahiti. But have you watched the surfing?
Barely.
Here's what they do. You want to talk about the dumbest sport to put on TV, or at least the least interesting sport to put on TV, right? So they swim them out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The time. Then they put a 30-minute clock. 30-minute, not second. 30-minute clock. And they sit there and they float and float and float and wait till the right wave comes.
Got to make sure the waves are right.
But that's what I mean. Like, when I watched it the other day, the first guy did not go until there were 18 minutes left on the clock, which meant we watched a guy floating in the ocean or whatever it is for 12 minutes, just floating there.
That is one that is so dependent on nature compared to any other sport, surfing. The only other thing I could think of is, what event was it? Was it the triathlon? It was something where they had to make sure that the water quality was not perfect, but of good nature, where the swimmers could swim in the giant river in Paris.
Right. That was, and then I saw that they actually let them swim the other day in that river. The triathletes, didn't they?
They did.
Yes.
But they basically pushed it off for a couple of days because the water quality wasn't good enough. And they said France spent like $1 billion on the water quality.
To try and clean the river. How bad is that?
How much would they have to spend to clean the Allegheny, the Maine, and the Ohio?
$1.4 million, or $1.4 billion, I think, is what it cost them to try and clean the river. And they couldn't have the thing for the first few days because there was an E. coli alert. That is just so foul.
I wonder if all the Olympic boats also going through that same river, I think it was the same river for the opening ceremony, caused any issues too.
Yeah, that's just so foul.
We do have a tweet in from Bobby that says that softball is in Oklahoma because of the Softball World Series Stadium. I knew it was like around that area, but still, like, you'd rather have it there than in the actual location of the Olympics?
Here we go. Someone sent this basically. The FIFA rules for the world for soccer restricted participation of elite players. There's your answer.
So okay.
Currently squads for the men's tournament are required to be composed of players under 23 years of age, with three permitted exceptions. So you're allowed to basically have three guys that are real. Now, the women's soccer is full participation, which is why you have the World Cup. The Women's World Cup team is also the soccer team. See, we learned something. One of our listeners was listening to us babble along about why soccer doesn't allow the full team.
So the men's team, say that again, the men's team, you'll have three restrictions where you can play.
In order to avoid competition with the World Cup, FIFA has restricted participation of elite players in the men's tournament in various ways. Currently, squads for the men's tournament are required to be composed of players under 23 years of age, with three permitted exceptions.
Makes sense. So I called it the World Cup, the Super Bowl, pretty much.
That's what they're doing here.
So is the Olympics the Pro Bowl?
But by the same token, here's the other thing, though. By the same token, why is Morocco, here we go, many of the teams competing in the Summer Games have underwhelmed since their rosters are predominantly made up of U23 players. Morocco, who have been coming up in the international soccer in recent years, isn't one of them. Oh, okay, I read that wrong. I thought, well, wait, why are they allowed to use more players? But it's not. What they're saying is Morocco's young players,
those are the good players,
are really good. And they're better than the young players of a lot of other teams.
Texter says that, what is it? You call it Tajikistan?
It's in Central Asia.
They won bronze in judo, is what a Texter said.
There you go.
In judo.
Yes. The judo. I didn't even know that was an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
You know, that's always a fun thing.
Judo, boxing. There's the big controversy in boxing right now.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about the Olympics. Like, you could ask me 15 sports. Is it an Olympic sport or not? And I probably wouldn't know all of them. Because somebody told me, is there some kind of dance as an Olympic sport?
Yes, breaking.
What?
All right, Paul, let's go over all of it.
Wait, break dancing is an Olympic sport?
Let's go over all of this. We'll go over all the Olympic sports. We have about 5 minutes before we got to hit the break for Ray.
Okay, go ahead.
Is archery an Olympic sport?
Yes, absolutely. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely an Olympic sport.
Is badminton an Olympic sport?
No.
Badminton is an Olympic sport.
It is?
Yes.
Badminton is an Olympic sport? Oh my goodness! All right, I'm 1-1.
Are baseball and softball an Olympic sport?
I want to say baseball is and softball isn't.
No, they both will be returning to the Olympics in 2028.
So neither of them are.
Neither of them are Olympic sports right now. They once were, and then they're coming back.
So I'm 2-2. Go ahead.
We know basketball 3-on-3 is
right.
Artistic gymnastics.
That sounds so absolutely stupid, it has to be, right? It's the only place that they would
do. Artistic gymnastics.
Okay, that sounds like something they would put in the Olympics. Go ahead. Who?
There's also artistic swimming.
Swim dancing? What was that called? Synchronized swimming.
Yeah. Is that artistic swimming?
Is that the same? Is artistic swimming and synchronized swimming the same? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Or are they different?
Is cricket an Olympic sport?
There's no way it's an Olympic sport.
Well, according to Olympics.com, cricket is an Olympic sport.
Really?
I don't think they're playing cricket, though, in the Olympics. Are they? I haven't seen any.
There we go.
Is cycling an Olympic sport?
Yeah, it has to be. They'd have to have something. They have to have something on a bicycle, right?
What about rowing? Is rowing an Olympic sport?
You know, the only reason I know that it is because it was on yesterday. Yes.
Yes. And I think somebody from Central is on the rowing team.
Yes.
Is trampoline an Olympic sport?
No.
Paul, turn around. Trampoline is an Olympic sport. It's on the TV right behind you.
What are we doing here? What are we even doing here?
It's been on for 20 minutes.
I thought it was gymnastics.
Trampolining.
This is different than gymnastics.
It's different. Completely different.
So are these people not considered members of the gymnastics team?
I think they're on the trampoline team. I don't know if they are a part of gymnastics or if they are a separate entity.
Let's see. Here's my thing. How in the world? That doesn't look like anything different than you probably the next person's going to do. How do you judge that? I guess
by the number of flips that you do.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. He's like jumping up, and I'd be sick in my stomach jumping up and down like that.
Paul, is handball an Olympic sport?
Yes, team handball.
Yes, handball is an Olympic
team
sport.
Team handball, yes.
Shout out my guy Mitch for bringing that one up to the equation.
Yes.
Is water polo an Olympic sport?
Yeah, we were watching it yesterday.
What about wrestling?
No.
Wrestling is an Olympic sport.
Wow.
We know golf. What about table tennis? Is table tennis an Olympic sport?
Ping pong is not an Olympic sport.
Ping pong is an Olympic sport.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Claps for table tennis. Is tennis an Olympic sport?
I think it used to be bound. No, I don't think it is anymore.
Tennis is still an Olympic sport.
Oh, my goodness.
Coco Gauff was in tennis.
Oh, that's... That
was the
right.
flag bearer for the U.S.
That's right. I forgot. I was thinking her playing in Wimbledon or wherever she was at.
And finally, is the canoe sprint an Olympic sport?
See, again, that sounds so stupid. It has to be.
Canoe sprint is an Olympic
sport. So what? You get in a canoe and you
and you sprint.
Is it like 50 meters or something, or 100 meters, or 25 meters?
It must be.
Canoe sprint.
Canoe sprint.
Someone just tweeted that artistic gymnastics is what Simone Biles does. So what was the other kind of gymnastics?
Yeah, I got that tweet too. Artistic gymnastics is the proper term for Simone Biles type gymnastics is what somebody said.
Is there another? What was the one? Remember the one where they had the ribbons and all that nonsense? Remember that gymnastics in the Olympics?
I think I'm.
Did I still do that?
Is that rhythmic? Is that artistic gymnastics?
No. Artistic is this guy's saying that's Simone Biles' kind of gymnastics.
I thought that was just blanketed gymnastics, and we look like idiots for not knowing that. But
so that wasn't what was the one where remember they had let's see was it called rhythmic?
There's rhythmic gymnastics, and there's artistic gymnastics. So that makes sense. That would be yeah. Thanks to the texters and the tweeters that sent that out. That makes a lot of sense that type of gymnastics is specified instead of just...
Rhythmic gymnastics is actually still a sport in the Olympics.
Yes. So artistic gymnastics, that makes some sense now. Okay. That artistic gymnastics is the type that Simone Biles does. Is that like on the balance beam and on the just all the above, on the horse, all the above. That makes a lot of sense now. Thank you for the texters.
Yeah,
you learn something new every day.
We've learned a lot about the Olympics today, right?
I think we've learned a lot, and thank you to the texters and tweeters that took part.
Steeler Camp Reaction brought to you by Bet365.
Somebody keeps blowing up the text line wanting us to talk about the big conundrum and the big conflict right now in boxing. Did you see that? The 45-second fight?
We'll let Colin.
We'll let KDKA take
we'll
care of
We'll let
that.
Colin Dunlap handle that one. We're just going to have fun on this show today.
I'm sure Colin will be talking about that for
a
while.
He did last night. I think he did yesterday. Yeah, we'll let him handle it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.